This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A possible hack at bankrupt crypto exchange FTX. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The dramatic undoing of crypto giant FTX just got more dramatic. Not only did the exchange once worth $32 billion file for bankruptcy protection on Friday, it is now trying to figure out if it got hacked and where hundreds of millions of dollars in assets went. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Hours after filing for bankruptcy protection, FTX officials say someone took assets from some of its accounts. The company called it unauthorized access. How much was taken is unclear, with reports putting it between $370 million to almost $500 million. It's also unclear whether this was a hack or an inside job, as some have speculated. FTX's new CEO, John Ray, in a statement posted on Twitter by a company lawyer, said FTX is coordinating with law enforcement and regulators. He also said the company was removing trading and withdrawal functionality and moving customer funds to offline storage for safekeeping. How much customer funds are left is unknown. The Reuters news agency reports that $10 billion worth of FTX funds may have been transferred to a sister trading company, which suffered investment losses. Of those transfers, Reuters says somewhere between $1 and $2 billion is missing entirely. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
If you hold government debt, say a 10-year treasury bond, you get a return, which we call the yield. That return changes as bonds are traded on the market, and it reflects a lot of things. One of them is inflation expectations. Last week, the yield fell sharply from nearly 4.2% down to around 3.8%. There is economic meaning in that. Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and joins us. She's also a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
All right. If you look at a chart of the yield on the 10-year treasury from last week, it's, you know, bopping along and then all of a sudden, bam, it goes down from over 4% to under 4%. What's behind that?
Well, we got a good inflation report. In fact, it was a much weaker inflation reading for October than the market or any forecasters had expected. So, and it wasn't just a one-off, you know, special story. It was a pretty broad-based easing in inflation pressures, and we haven't had that in years. So the market got a little excited.
And so we should point out that, you know, part of what makes up the yield on the 10-year treasury is basically compensating people who hold that asset for future inflation. So does that mean that people who hold bonds expect inflation to maybe not be as bad as they did think it would be, you know, a week ago?
Yes, there was some expectation that inflation pressures are in fact going to moderate. And there was some expectation that the Fed might respond with fewer rate hikes. Now, Fed officials were quick to come out afterwards and say, look, this is 1 month of data. Don't get too excited. We still have to raise rates. Inflation is still running way too high. So another 50 basis point rate hike in December is fairly locked in.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Starbucks, Amazon, and Chipotle are among the companies seeing some of their employees move to unionize. In some instances, those union efforts have failed. But a Chipotle in Michigan is the first of that chain's restaurants to succeed. Many of those pushing for this were younger workers. From Lansing, Michelle Jokishpolo reports.
Samantha Smith was 16 years old, making $10.25 an hour at a Chipotle in Lansing a couple of years ago. That was a little over minimum wage at the time. It was her first job in the fast food industry, and she was hoping to save enough money for college. She spent most of her time washing dishes.
I was on the verge of quitting.
She says the water and long hours affected her hands.
Like, every night I had skin coming off my fingers. My fingerprint scanner on my old phone didn't work for, like, 2 months after I stopped doing dishes. Like, I was recovering my fingerprints.
Smith, who is now 18 and in college, says she wasn't the only one who felt overworked. So did other coworkers, like 23-year-old Atulia Dorlaski. He says they had no other choice but to unionize.
So it is like, okay, if your job here sucks, why don't you go get a different job where the same problems are still going to be present and the same power dynamics are still going to be present? I mean, I think that is really what made us feel like that there was no place to run, really.
After months of organizing, in August, employees at the Chipotle voted 11-3 in favor of unionizing. They joined the local International Brotherhood of Teamsters after looking at a number of unions. Dorlaski says many companies are unfair to workers.
And so the only way to fix that is to come together with your coworkers and start pushing for changes.
Now the Chipotle workers are helping to organize other Chipotle shops around the country. In a written statement, Lori Shallow, Chief Corporate Affairs at Chipotle, says she's disappointed about the union win and said Chipotle offers competitive wages, tuition reimbursement, and health benefits. In Lansing, I'm Michelle Jokishpolo for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.